From the Packers TV network, going end zone with the green and gold every week. This is Packers Live.
And welcome to the show, Lance Allen, along with the voice of the Packers, Wayne Larrivee. And Wayne, a much different game from last week, but unfortunately, same result. Packers pushed the Pittsburgh Steelers to the edge before falling 31-28.
They did so many good things in the game, did the Packers, that, you know, you look at it, and that's what makes the loss so hard to digest. But the Packers got off to a great start. They moved the football on a very good defense. They forced turnovers defensively. But really, the quick start in the first quarter is what we're talking about here. Brett Hundley looking very smooth on this particular pass play. Blown coverage gets Randall Cobb down the sideline. But you've got to take advantage of blown coverage.
Well, the offense was shut out a week previous, and they hit the end zone twice in the first quarter, Wayne, so just a great start. No moral victories, but you know what? They did do some positive
things. I've never seen this guy show this kind of burst, but I'll tell you what, this
Jamal
is great.
Williams,
Jamal Williams, what a burst through that. Once he got that little screen pass, he caught a seam, and boy, did he exploit it. And that's a good omen for the future. This kid can run.
Definitely. And coming out of halftime, tied at 14, the Packers got the upper hand. Davante Adams with the long play, 55-yard touchdown. And Blake Martinez intercepting Ben Roethlisberger as well. But this throw was right on the money, Wayne. Davante Adams actually outran the coverage so much he actually stopped just a little bit and then made some beautiful moves to get in the end zone.
They beat Cody Sensabaugh, who is the backup cornerback playing in place of the injured Joe Hayden, but a good throw and catch, a great run after the catch as well.
How about Ahmad Brooks getting up to tip that pass, and then Blake Martinez, Mr. Everything.
Yeah.
He's there, Johnny, on the spot.
Yeah, it was good to see, number one, to see Brooks get involved, but Martinez, you know, he does so much of the dirty work. It's nice to see him be able to celebrate one of those explosive plays like that and taking that interception and giving the Packers possession.
Recovered a fumble, 15 tackles, 12 of them solo.
But, you know, Lance, it's interesting. The only turnover the Packers cashed, however, for points was the first turnover they got in the ball game. There were two other turnovers in the second half they failed to score on, so that was a little subtle key maybe to the fact where they came up short.
You definitely have to cash in on those. They found that out later. Then momentum shifts. The big question, should the Packers have attempted that 57-yard field goal, Wayne, that was well short?
Well, they felt that, obviously, from the pregame, that going to that end of the stadium that they could make that field goal, but it did kind of turn around the game. Steelers come right back with a touchdown drive to tie the game. A beautiful pitch and throw to Antonio Brown, who was spectacular.
With the short field, of course, after that missed field goal. So, yeah, the Steelers definitely went to work and kind of capitalized on that. It seemed like momentum definitely shifted, and then Antonio Brown kind of feels his groove as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a tremendous ball game, had 10 catches overnight in the game, and you know, a couple of touchdowns. He was phenomenal. But I thought what really showed a lot of character for the Packers was the drive when they fell behind. They get that fourth quarter drive. They go 77 yards in 12 plays. Brett Hundley, well-executed drive for him here in a big one.
He just definitely felt, Wayne, like he got into more of a groove. The moment at this point was not too big for him. Finds Richard Rodgers on that one. A little bit of play action as well, kind of looking around. Even under pressure and under duress, Wayne, finding the open receiver looking downfield.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is what you're looking for in a young quarterback. Step up in a moment like this on the road, and I thought he was great.
And there you go. There you see it. Okay, then the Steelers take advantage of the opening. Ben Roethlisberger, though, great throw once again. Antonio Brown, like Larry McCarron says, the other guys get paid to play this game too, and somehow, some way, they just make certain things happen. There you see the throw to Antonio Brown. And at first, Wayne, it looked like an incompletion. All of a sudden, you realize, wait a minute, he got his foot in there.
Yeah, and it took a couple of different replays to show it, but
yeah,
it was an outstanding catch. Just one of the great catches made by a superstar player. It's really Julio Jones and Antonio Brown. Those are the two top receivers in the game. Brown's a better route runner, has probably got better hands than Julio. Julio, the more explosive of the two players, but they're both great. And Antonio Brown was dominant in this ball game last night, and that catch was just key. And then the field goal right here.
Yeah.
You know, Boswell missed an extra point going in that direction, but his field goal from, what,
53
yards
would
have been good from 57.
Yes, one shy of the Heinz Field record as it goes through the uprights, and that's the way the game ends as the clock, the final horn sounds. So kind of a bitter way to end. We've said it time and time again on this show, Wayne, There are no moral victories in the NFL. The Packers desperately wanted that victory. They needed that victory to keep those slim playoff hopes alive. They still have those playoff hopes, obviously, alive at this point, but it makes it a much tougher climb.
Yeah, it really does. You have to like a lot of the things the Packers did in that football game, but the fact is they're sitting there at 5-6. They're on the periphery. They're mathematically alive. That gives you something to play for in December. There's no question about that, but a tough loss. And although I think they can take a little confidence off of that loss, a loss is a loss, and it really hurt. You're right.
Definitely things to build upon. All right, up next in the Chalk Talk, everyone loves a deep ball. We'll show you what made this one successful against the Steelers.
Packers Live is sponsored by Johnsonville, Mills Fleet Farm, Spectrum, and TIAA.
Welcome back to Packers Live. They're called shot plays. The offense takes a shot deep downfield when the opportunity is right. And when those plays are successful, they can change the complexion of a game. Larry McCarron dissects the circumstances and the great execution that resulted in a 55-yard touchdown from Brett Hundley to Davante Adams.
They call them shot plays, but there's a lot more to them than just winding up and taking a shot downfield. Let's take a look. This is a 3rd and 3, and first focus on Brett Hundley. Gets the snap, quick fake to Aaron Ripkowski, and then the pump fake downfield. Now let's move downfield. Hundley's looking at Davante Adams, and Cody sends the ball to the Steeler corner. Now watch what Adams does while Hundley's pump faking. Adams is going to break down. He's going to drop his hips and break down, and that is exactly what receivers do when they're going to cut in, out, or even back at the quarterback. So between Adams and Hundley's pump fake, this guy has got to be thinking the ball is coming out now. And to make that even more believable, we said it was 3rd and 3. Here is the first down marker. So that Steeler corner has got to be thinking, ball's coming out quick. They're going for the first down. I'm going to break it up, and I'm going to be a hero. That corner was wrong in a big way. Packers are going deep. Terrific throw by Hundley. Great catch by Davante Adams. And perhaps the best part of the play, the run after the catch. When preparation meets opportunity, you get a successful shot play.
Just some film study based on what we had seen on throughout the week. And, you know, I stuttered at about maybe 8 yards or so. He bit on at the sticks and he ran through a great ball, so I just had to finish it off.
Over the shoulder, catch is made. Cutting left, Davante Adams to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown.
Wayne, that's elite receiver type stuff right there, to stop like that on a dime and then bust it back upfield. He's going to get paid.
You know, Mike McCarthy before the game Sunday night told me, he said, Davante Adams is one of the best receivers he's ever coached.
That is high praise. Yeah. Absolutely, because they've had some good ones in Green Bay. All right, next up, the roundtable segment with JS Online's Tom Silverstein tackling the tough issues. Stay with us. Welcome back on Packers Live. There's one guy that always brings the heat on the round table, and he is JS Online's Tom Silverstein. So, Tom, we're going to give you the topic right off the bat that everybody's been fired up about. Why try the 57-yard field goal in the third quarter in that situation?
I don't really have an argument for it. I just don't. I know McCarthy is ultra-aggressive, mm-hmm. and he likes to show confidence in his guys, and he has confidence in Crosby. But I don't understand the thought process. And when I asked him, you know, about, didn't he think about the possibility of a miss? Mm-hmm. Because you have to think about both sides.
And a short field for the Steelers, momentum, all that stuff.
You just scored a touchdown. You had just gotten the ball back on an interception. The stadium was quiet. Everything was going your way. If you punt them down into the inside the 20-yard line, mm-hmm. You possibly keep that momentum. Now, they could have driven down for a touchdown.
Right.
You never know.
Right.
But the odds, sometimes you have to play the odds. And to me, the odds were punted
And the
away.
Operation for the field goal for most of this season has not been crystal clean. Let's
right.
be honest
and
about that either.
Nobody kicked a 57-yard field goal in that stadium. Not to mention that earlier, Boswell had missed an extra point to the same goalposts. So, you know, to me, you put all that together and you go punt.
Sunday, I'm reading your article, as I do every Sunday.
Well, thanks.
Absolutely. But you said that even if the Packers lost tonight in Pittsburgh, being Sunday morning, that they could gain something if they played well, if they showed something. What did they show you in that loss?
Well, for one, they showed up. You know, it could have been one of those games where following that Baltimore game, they could have just cashed it in. They could have done a Martellus Bennett on them, you know. And they came to play. Everybody came to play. There were you saw improvement in Brett Hundley. You saw him actually do some of the things that you've been waiting for him to do. Stay in the pocket.
Yep.
You know, go through his progressions. Make timing throws.
Look upfield and look for open receivers.
Look for open receivers. Now, he wasn't perfect.
Right.
He took too many sacks. He still missed some things. But you saw that there was some coaching involved, that they have been coaching him through this time, and that he finally took the right step. So you saw a lot of good things. You saw Jamal Williams become a featured guy in the offense, which they badly needed with Aaron Jones out. And now Aaron Jones may be back this week. They have two guys now who they can rely on. So there were some positive things that came out of that game.
So, Spoon, that final offensive series, what do you make of the Watt helmet-to-helmet hit with Brett Hundley? You know, they don't quite have a stoppage in play there. Then Jamal Williams stepping out of bounds and that whole sequence where it seemed like they were maybe going to go for it and then they didn't go for it.
That's one of those situations where, so they're in 2 minute. He gets hit. All of a sudden, McCarthy's wondering with the concussion protocol, I think they're waiting for upstairs to stop the play and take a look at him. And McCarthy's probably thinking, oh, man, do I got to get Callahan ready here right now? So the play gets in a little bit late. If Aaron Rodgers is a quarterback, my guess is he turns to Jamal Williams and says, if you get it, stay in bounds.
My guess is if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback is also they probably call helmet-to-helmet hit, too.
Yeah,
You know, may give him the benefit of the doubt, too.
But regardless, that's something he's got time to think about. Hundley's just been hit in the head. Who knows if he should have been out there or not.
Right.
He's got to get this play off. And Jamal Williams doesn't know they're out of 2 minute now. He's still thinking they're running 2 minute offense. So
is that a rookie mistake, or do you think Jamal Williams just, one of those things he should have known?
I think he thought he did what he thought they were asking him to do, which was get out of bounds. They still think they can
stop
win the game.
Stop the clock, get another play, move
but
the ball.
But McCarthy's thought process had turned to overtime, and he didn't get, Jamal Williams, who knows who else, would have gotten that message as well. It's possible
Absolutely.
The receivers would have gone out
because it was
of
kind of a chaotic,
too.
Crazy situation there. Okay, let's talk about Demarius Randle. 4 interceptions. Have you guys ever seen a guy going from nearly cut to making a major impact so far this season?
Well, you see the reason why he wasn't cut, Lance.
Yeah.
He's a talented kid, okay?
Right.
He's a guy who has ability, playmaking ability, and he's a former first-round draft choice. So you don't arbitrarily cut one of those guys in the middle of a season.
No. Anybody with talent, you have to. And we talked about that back then, that you can't just get rid of talent. You have to play it through. You have to give the guy a chance. I think he's playing really well now. One thing I asked Capers was, why didn't they just stick him on Antonio Brown?
And have him shadow.
He was playing that well. Why not? Brown's killing you. Put him on there at the end. But they feel like he's playing in the slot, and Antonio Brown plays outside a lot of the time. So they didn't want to move him because he could also blitz out of that, which he did on that last completion. He was blitzing Roethlisberger, and he came in about a second too late.
Was this a last gasp at salvaging the season, or was this something that a lot of us hope the Packers will take some confidence from this game move forward down the stretch and finish the season strong?
I think they'll finish. I think they'll play in Tampa and Carolina and Cleveland the way they should. After that, it's a tough road.
Yeah.
You're talking about three teams who combined 23-10.
Yeah.
You know, two of those on the road.
That's difficult.
It's tough. They know what they need to do. Win them all.
And we got to talk about this really quickly. Rodgers pregame, I'm doing live shots, and I see him throwing 30, 50 yards. Now, it's not obviously real action, but is this like the dog in the movie Squirrel, you know, in the movie Up, where he says squirrel, you know, like he's looking around, or the cat playing with the shiny ball? Is he tricking us, or do you think he's this close, Tom, to return?
No, I think he's in the proper progression of his rehab. And he may be even a little bit ahead, but they have to clear him medically before. That's the key. They have to look at that collarbone, see if it's healed.
Still impressive, though, that he's throwing the ball around like that. And I think you're right. I think he's just basically right on track. All right, next up, we'll talk about another productive night from linebacker Blake Martinez. That's in Packers Extra.
Packers Live is sponsored by Menards, UW Health, and Toyota.
Welcome back on Packers Live. The stat sheet told the story. 15 total tackles and an interception and a fumble recovery. Maybe that's why it seemed like Blake Martinez was everywhere. The linebacker's play all season has earned the respect the defensive lineman Mike Daniels really likes.
Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
He deserves everything that he gets. He's just a phenomenal kid. Plays his heart out, and he definitely just works, and he wants to be the best. And when you got a guy like that, eventually, you know, you get out what you put in.
And there's Blake Martinez as well as Mike Daniels talking about Blake Martinez being one of those defensive leaders now, Wayne.
Yeah, he really is, by performance. You know, I mean, that's the deal. We always knew the kid was studious. He had a great feel for it. He's now, he not just know the playbook, but mm-hmm. you have to be able to do it and execute it as if it's second nature. And that's what we've seen in this second year. His instincts have taken over at linebacker. And that's the most important trait for a linebacker.
And I think that's a good point, Wayne, that the run instincts were pretty much always there. This year we've seen him add to his game. He had the interception off the tip pass, Ahmad Brooks tipping it, and Blake Martinez is there. He's had a couple of interceptions now. He really has a nose for the ball, even in the pass game as well.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he's gotten much better in that area for sure. But I think the reason we're seeing him around the football, the reason the ball finds him more often now, is the fact he's not just playing on knowledge of the playbook. He's playing on instinct, and that's the key.
All right, next up for the Packers, it's going to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Lambeau Field. We will talk about that when Packers Live rolls on. Welcome back on Packers Live. Jameis Winston has been out for a couple of weeks for the Buccaneers. It's uncertain right now whether he'll be back Sunday or if it will be Ryan Fitzpatrick once again. But whoever is taking the snaps, Wayne, will have some weapons on the outside. Mike Evans and the old speedster DeSean Jackson, they like to get down the field.
Yeah, they get down the field. They can make some plays. There's no doubt about that. This is a different team with Jameis Winston at the controls. He's their guy. He's their quarterback. And I'm told as we tape this or go with this early in the week that this is a guy who, if he gets to practice on Wednesday, you can count on him, Jameis Winston, playing on Sunday. And that gives Tampa Bay a whole different complexion.
Their season has not gone as expected. They had very high hopes, but Jameis Winston, the injury kind of derailing them a little bit. Finally, Wayne, this is why we have you on this show. We have another end zone celebration in a sec. You are the artist. You know how to break this stuff down. And this one has a local flavor. Davante Adams caught the 55-yard TD. Then he rolls the ball. Fellow receivers Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson make like curlers, sweeping furiously to help the ball in its path. Earlier in Dallas, we had the bobsled celebration. Which one, Wayne? Which one do you like better?
I like this one better, actually. I really do. I thought that was well done. I especially like Randall and Jordy clearing the way for it.
Curling and bobsledding, it seems like we got some Olympians on the team this year.
I think it's an Olympic year coming up next
year,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, 2018. We're getting ready for it.
We're getting ready for South Korea and all that good fun stuff. All right, for Wayne Larrivee, I'm Lance Allen. Thanks for watching Packers Live. We'll talk to you after the Buccaneers game.